Rabbi Daniel Rowe.
Good morning. Apparently the microphone's not working, so after
excuses.
So, what I wanted to do is share a yesod that is built in a drasha Shabbos Hagadol of Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chava, who was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Mishkalov, who was a Talmud of Vilna Gaon. The drasha itself is way too long for us here and now, but the yesod that comes out of it is something we can touch upon. And it really goes back to the Gemara in Pesachim, near the beginning of Masechas Pesachim in Daf Hei, when the Gemara is dealing with the question of how we marbe yudalad erev Pesach lebiur chometz, and the Gemara's different drashas, different brises it brings, and one is the Tana Devei Rishmael, which says this Beschagim ul Rishoin. In the middle of the drashas it brings this Beschagim ul Rishoin, because the three Rishoins Zochu l'gimel Rishon, because the three entities or things called Rishon, we clearly saw with Zoichet the three things called Rishon. What are the three things with Zoichet to? La'achrit Zara Shalesov, we get rid of Zara Shalesov, Zayitzar Rishon Admoini, Esav is called Rishon, and therefore that's eliminated in the end of history. Also, Lishmoish al Mashiach, another aspect of the end of history, and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Each one, the Shemosh HaMashiach is Rishon Etzion, Pasuk in Yeshaya, and the Beis HaMikdash is also Kisek HaVod Moram Mirishon, Makom Mikdash Shein. That's also Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So these three aspects of what brings history to perfection are called Rishon. And what are the Gimel Rishon? So Rashi explains that's talking about Shvisas Chag HaPesach, Shvisas Chag of Sukkot, and Netilas Lulav. These three mitzvahs, each of which are called, we have Bayom Rishon, or the Lashon Rishon, so therefore we are Zoicha to these three things. And the way Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chava aligns them, that's not what I'm going to explain now, but is that Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos comes out to be the one that is Keneged Shmosh HaMashiach. And we want to understand a little bit more about how that works, what is the actual link between the two. And in order to get this, there's a Medrash that says like this, the well-known Medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabbah says, on the pasuk that begins the actual geula from Mitzrayim, Achodesh Hazel Ochem, the Medrash says like this: it says, "Mishabach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Olamai." When Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Kavav Rishchoy Rosh Chodeshim Veshanim, he fixed the natural structure of Rosh Chodeshes and beginnings of years. Kishabach Biyakav Uvanov Kavav Boy Rosh Chodeshal Geula Shaboy Negali Yisrael Mitzrayim Uvayasid in Legoil. When he created Klal Yisrael, so that was when there was a new concept of Rosh Hashanah, and this is the famous machlokes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What is really meant to be the Rosh Hashanah? Is it Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Is it Rosh Chodesh? Is it Nisan? And unresolved. But what we definitely have is that the Malchei Umos are moina their years from Tishrei. They begin their years assuming Rosh Hashanah, and we begin from Nisan. And this is what the Medrash is saying. It's effectively saying that as far this Medrash is paskening, or it's going Lefi the Tana, Lefi Rav Eliezer, who holds that the world is created in Tishrei, and not like Rabbi Yeshua. But it's saying, nevertheless, the Zachodesh Zelochem is another concept that brings a new, not just system of Rosh Chodeshim, but a system of Rosh Shana as well into the world. And what Yitzchak Isaac Chava explains as follows. He says the oimek of this is that you can't have two beginnings to Maaseh Bereishis, but he says what's happening is as follows. This is based on a Torah of the Goyin himself, that there's a Bereishis Nami Mama, that the beginning of time, time itself, Shiva Yimei Bereishis, brings into the world as we know it, space and time and all that's in it. But there's a touching and a kudah of the word Bereishis that is even higher than that. The word Bereishis itself, as we know in the Torah, grammatically it doesn't quite flow. Literally means the beginning of. And that's where Rashi says, Eina Mikra Hazeh Meled Arasheni, that it's got to be, you got to have drasha to it. And if you're going to read it, you should say the beginning of Maisa Bereishis. But it's Bereishis, Rashi says, which brings the Medrash, Bishvila Torah Nikareishis, Bishvili Sola Nikareishis, that the word means that which is primary. You want to? You're right. We're saying a few Rashi and a few the Chazal explain. You're right. There's a big sugya on this itself. You're right. But that's how Rashi also knew the pesuk in the Rambam. But it's and it's to see also the Mefarshim on that too. But the point is that Bereishis therefore means within that which is racious, within that which is primary, that which is fundamental, namely Yisrael, Vayraisa, V'kutcha B'richu Chateim, the Torah B'shvil Yisrael, that the world is created, Seif Maisa, Machshava T'chila, with a vision of an end that is called racious. Racious is the primary, it transcends, it's before, it's prior to even time itself. And therefore, the recreation of Yisrael, when Nachodesh Zeh Lachem, that new Rosh Chodeshim, a new Rosh Hashanah, is the point in which we touch that which is prior to even time itself. We touch literally the word Bereishis. This is what Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover says. In order to perhaps flesh out some of this without going to the whole, just touching on some of the nekudas he raises, we know that in that Gadol Shel Pesach itself, when we Dorish Arami Ovidavi, so we have two, the actual opening words of Arami Ovidavi themselves are ambiguous. They could be one of two possible things. Either, like Rashi brings and like that Gada brings at the end of the introduction to the Droshas, is Arami is Lavan, who's Ovidavi, who tries to destroy Yaakov Avinu. The other potential pshat in the pasuk is Arami Ovidavi refers to Avraham Avinu. Ibn Ezra brings this, that himself was lost, and the Haggadah seems to bridge both of them. Mitchila Ode Ovid Zarei Avasenu, Vata Kervana Makom Lavodoso, takes from Avram as the Bnei Terach, that they were also Meshuk in the world of Ovid Zarei, and brings him close to him, and then at the end of the Drosha, via the Brisbane Abasarim, we also then redoresh back in Tseil Mad Mabikesh Lovon, Harami Lasos, Lovon tried to do Yaakov, and that's how we bring it back in. But in that Tchila process, the Maharal says, or really I should say like this, that God itself throws us back to the Brisbane Absarim. And right from the beginning of the Brisbane Absarim, in fact in the Psukim that introduced the Brisbane Absarim, we find the Loshan, the famous Loshan, that when the Besura comes that Avram's going to have a future, even though it didn't look like he was going to have a future, it says, Hashem takes him out, and Rashi brings three pshatim, and one is same. It's tagnina shalcha, leave your astrological predictions based on the zodiac. Avram can't have a child, but Avram can. Second is a simple pshat. He takes him out of the tent and shows him the stars as koyez aracha. And the second is that in fact he takes him lemala. He takes him outside of the system of the mazalos. Not only says you'll be outside, but physically takes him outside, and that introduces then the dialogue where Avram Avinu says, how do I know I will be Yoyosh, the Besura of Lazarus HaTein, that you'll get this Eret Yisrael, which means you'll ultimately be Yoyosh, the Geula, and be Yoyosh, Mashiach, and all these things that are going to come. How do I know? Which is a strange question. You can't have a great Avtoch on the Rebbe Sharim saying, and the Maharal is Marich on this. And the answer in the end comes in the Brisbane Absorim, Yodoa Teda, you will surely know Geri Azarach Abaretz Loilahem. What is the Nidam? What is the question? What is the answer? So this, again, just touching on some of the Nakudas, Rashi brings the question of Avraham Avinu is asking is Shema Yigra Mechit. You can promise me children, but you can't promise me Akol B'dei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yirah Shamayim. Bechira is up to us. You Shema Yigra Mechit, maybe there'll be Boicha, the wrong choices, and the Chit will be causing to lose Eretz Yisrael. And lose being Yoresh, what becomes the Nachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes Yimei Sama Sheikh and Olam Abba. How will they be? How can you promise me they will always stay on this? And to that we have the answer of the Brisbane Absarim, the answer of the Karbonos, which the Maharal explains means we can always operate. There might be Chet, but if there's Chet, we can bring Karbon. And the Maharal doesn't go this far, but Rashi's other Pshat, it could also be Golos even. The Brisbane Absarim's Maram is to that too. But all of these things will when a person's got a problem, you can operate, you remove. Sometimes you have to even amputate or tear out the problem. Avraham Avinu's kasha is this: if chait comes from the shorish of who we are, Then ain't a chanami, you can't operate. By operating and removing it, you remove the person. But if chet is not the essence of who we are, that's the essence of the answer that is given in the Brisbane of Asarim. This is not who Klal Yisrael ever is. Chet will never reflect who they are, so then we'll be able to bring korbanos, we're able to even put them in golos, we'll be able to smash out anything that is not right, but what is pure will be there forever. How is that going to happen? Because the shibud in Mitzrayim itself is part of the Va'atar Kirvana Mokem Lavoidosoi. The shibud in Mitzrayim itself will smash out of Yisrael something that means forever after they cannot ever leave the Dveikus V'Hashem. This is the Yisoid the Maral brings out from what happens over here in the Brisbane Absarim. How so? Because in Mitzrayim, yes, there's an ancestral something in the obvious HaKadoshim generated that after three doors there's an entity called Yisrael. Yisrael is then planted in Mitzrayim, and then destroyed in Mitzrayim is any capacity for Yisrael to function like any other nation. What leaves Mitzrayim is not like every other nation, plus we have Torah and Mitzvahs. What leaves Mitzrayim lost the capacity to function like any other nation. Physically, you couldn't get out of Mitzrayim. Once you have Odim, maybe one day someone would liberate you, become regular Egyptians. But we'd always be meshubad in Mitzrayim. Spiritually, on Memta Shari Tuma, to the point where the Gemara brings that a week after Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Malachim can't distinguish a spiritual difference between, even though we've done Karban Pesach Dam Mila, but there's not enough to shift the mitzvah score. Halala Oido Vedazara, Halala Oido Vedazara. The only thing that can save us is, and this is what emerges, is what you already have, Avraham Avinu. But you may not even know this, is the capacity of a nitzak el Hashem elokei avoseinu, a tzaaka that says, we want nothing but you. And when that tzaaka comes, what it effectively says is we're jumping to that which is beyond all the physical laws and even all the spiritual laws. That which is the mala from all the mazalos, and that which is above all the koichas and everything, and is pure dveikus to nothing but the Borei Olam himself. And that comes for Yitzchak and Hashem Mitzrayim. Lo yidei malach, lo yidei sarf, lo yidei shliach, lo kodesh baruch hu b'chvoido v'atzmoi. Either is a malach. So the famous answer. The malach amavis is explicit in the Torah, but that's, the malach amavis could not distinguish Yisrael from Mitzrayim. That has to be a kodesh baruch hu b'chvoido v'atzmoi. Then you can say, malach, you do this, do that, shul pu'ula. But the point is this, is that what is created in Mitzrayim is something that no longer can function within the world under space, time, Shiva, Yomei Bereishis, but is something that is only capable of functioning with that which is beyond and above all of this. On the drosh, on the pasuk, Vayitzein Hashem Mitzrayim, Biyad Chazaka, Zer Netuya, Moira God, Loises Moifsim. So that God is Dorish in the second drosh, it's a Mechilta it is. That God is bringing the Medrash there. That is doirish in the Dovah Acha, that these are 10 different elements of Gilui Shechina, Keneged, and their Meramis to the Makos. Yod Chazaka, Yad of Hashem is one aspect of Gilui, Chazaka brings another one, and so forth all the way through. Till you end up with 10, Eilu Esa Makos, Sheva Kodesh Baruch Alamitzim Mitzrayim, Ve'elu Heim. And we know the Maral brings this already, and many bring it, that the Eser Makos are Keneged, they are the undoing of the Asar Mamoros Shebem Nivru Olam. That with 10 sayings the world is created, and there's different shittas in the Midrashim as to exactly where, which of parts of Maaseh Bereishis are called a Mama. Bereishis Nami Mama, according to most. The word Bereishis brings into being an aspect of creation. So does Vayihi Ara. So does the, each aspect of Maaseh Bereishis brings in. The Maral brings a seder of how the Esamakos are actually Keneged, those are Sarma Morris, so do many others. The Svasemis Machadish to us, I believe it's a Svasemis Machadish, could be someone earlier, that they actually work in inverse order. There's a precise parallel to the Esamakos. Is it working now?
It's working all the time. Ah. This wasn't turned on.
A precise parallel between the two, such that the Makos work in inverse order, ripping creation backwards from the outside to inside, going from the last first Makah undoing the last Mama, all the way back until the very last Makah undoes the very first Mama. It doesn't bring us the whole list. It's possible that it works something like this, that if you think the last thing in Maaseh Bereishis is the Tzivoy Puravu, bringing life, and the first Makkah takes the source of life, water in Mitzrayim, and turns it into death. The second last thing is where we're created B'Tselem Elohim, so we're separated from the animals, and in Tzvardeya the fear of the animal for us is gone. The third last thing in Ma'aseh Bereishis, which we only discover afterwards, is taking V'Yitzeh Hashem Elokim Asa Adam Ofer Min Adam. It first takes Ofer and fashions it to man, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Ofer and it attacks man in Kinim, and so it rolls backwards, the separation of animals into different Minim, which is the fourth last thing in Ma'aseh Bereishis undone in Orov. The actual beginning of Yishuv Tzor Mayim, of creation of animal life, is undone in Dever, and so it rolls back, the Gilu of the Galgal Achama is undone when Moshe takes the up to the sun, it comes and attacks us in Shechin. The creation of plant life is undone in Borod, and so it rolls backwards. The two-stage process, which only Kitov at the end of creating a Rakia and then an actual land, a habitat for man. But Hiroi Hayabosha, this is undone in Arba, which destroys the habitat of man, and Rechasaseina Oretz. Yehi Or is undone in Makas Choshech. And then comes Makas Bechoiris, which undoes the very word Bereishis. At that moment, it's like the whole of my Bereishis has been ripped open. And the word Bereishis itself is now right at the core of creation. Every Reishis in Mitzrayim is destroyed in Makas Bechoiris. In its place of the Bechor Mitzrayim is B'ni Bechor Yisrael, is an entity that is nothing other than the Dveikus of Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Torah, Bereishis B'shul Yisrael and HaKadosh B'shul HaTorah and HaKadoshis. This is what has been undone in Mitzrayim, and to the moment where everything is now open to be recreated with a new order, with an order that is above space and above time. Ritz Geiserkov himself, not really in that drasha, but elsewhere, he points out that the whole concept is that Yitzhak itself is literally a moment where Klal Yisrael is lifted outside of all the world of space and time. Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mashana, he says, kachatzos alayla. Around Chatzos, Rashi says, because we're afraid that it's like Ninim Shaparo, will miscalculate. But how could they miscalculate? They never had a way of calculating midnight. In those days, you used sundials to calculate time. You didn't have a way of calculating. And anyway, if they'd have miscalculated by a few seconds, the Makas Bechoris happened, they'd say Moshe's Badoi. And what would it matter then anyway? It's all happened. Ritz Geiserkova says, no, Pshat in that Medrash, Pshat in that Rashi, is they wouldn't understand the words he's saying there and then. Because there is no such moment as Chatzi HaLaila. Chatzi HaLaila is an abstract way of splitting the night. If you imagine time as a line, snap it in two, everything is either before the midpoint or after it. There's no second that is a midpoint. If there's a second that is a midpoint, half of it is before and half it's after. There's no such thing as coming out Bachatzi HaLaila. They'd have thought he's talking nonsense, he's Badoi. So that's why he has to say Chatzi HaLaila, around the midpoint of the night. But it's Vayi B'chatzi HaLaila. It's Taka exactly then. In a point that does not exist in time. That is Moitzias of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoid of Atzmai. A point that is the moment of Bereishis itself. A point that is beyond time. Targum Yonison Ben Uziel. On the Pesukim in Parashas Yisroi, the Hakdamah to Matan Torah. So, we never found in Parshas Bo any reference to Kamfein Asharim. Targum Yonison Ben Uziel says that what he means, he's metargum it like this: you saw what I did to Mitzrayim, and how I took you on Kamfein Asharim to the Beis Hamikdash B'Yerushalayim to eat Korban Pesach for Avieschem Elai. I has no Beis Hamikdash. But we're lifted outside of time. We're not in any one place. We're not in any one space, not in time. The Geula takes place above all the limits. This is exactly what's going on. We're not in. We're in Yerushalayim. We're in Yemos HaMashiach. We're in all of these things at the same time. And then we come back into Mitzrayim and eventually go out the next day. But this is what's happening at the moment. And this is why the Geula has to be b'chipozon. It doesn't matter they know 2 weeks before. They have to go up b'chipozon because it has to be a moment that's not in time at all. The oimek, as he brings elsewhere, of why we have to eat matzah, where the key difference between matzah and chometz is whether it moves into space and time or whether it stays above. In the Agoda itself, the Gaonim and the Rambam ended the drashas of Rami Ovadovi with the Makos, with the Tzach HaDash Barachav. We carry on the drashas further, and we have Rav Yosef Glili, Rav Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva being Dorish how many Makos take place at Kriyas Yamsuf. The Hemshech of the Mahalach, of course, is in Kriyas Yamsuf, and Kriyas Yamsuf creates something even Vayaminu Hashem Vayisha Avdoi. The full Emunah is established right over there. As a Kriya, it's a Lashon of Chazal, not a Lashon of Tanakh, a bittle of the normal system of things. And whatever Makos take place in Mitzrayim is Etz Balakim relative to the Yad Hashem that is revealed at Kriyas Yamsuf. The Lashon that we use for Shira, the Medrash says until that point nobody had ever done Shira. I'm sure they'd sung songs, but they'd never done Shira. Shira is something that belongs to the Asid Lavoi. Oz Yashir, the Lashon itself is famously readable as a future tense. And that's what the Gemara says, Tchiyas HaMeisim in HaTorah Minayin, Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. It's a future. And that's because Klal Yisrael again tapped into this Hashem Yimlech Ra'olam Voed. They were present in the sense of eternity, in the sense of that which is lamala from all of space and time, that which is outside of all of this, and that's where the Leda comes. The same Loshon, this happens again, of course, when they enter Eretz Yisrael, and once again there's a repeating of being lamala outside of space and time, and it happens in the Kibush of the Amor of Yeshua. Time is measurable only in the context of things that move repeatedly, whether it's a quartz crystal or whether it's the orbit of planets and stars, etc. But means there's basically a freezing of the normal mechanism of time. The Maharal in that second act to the Gevurah Hashem says that for the Emori, the sun could have set. They would not have experienced the sun standing still. Yisrael were tapping into an hoga pnimi of the world, something much deeper, in which time froze. And so Yisrael is living suspended in a world where, for us, we're outside of the limits of time, and they're functioning at the same time in it, and we can therefore be kovish them. Again, the word that opens that is Oz Yidaba Yeshua. A word that usually refers to the future. When it refers into the past, it does so in moments that are lifting us completely outside of the normal place of space and time. And those are the moments of Geula. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Oz Yidaba Yeshua. When the Anhoga that we're tapping into is not the regular Anhoga of Shivim Ebereshis, of the Asarim Amoris, which are undone in the Esim Hakos, but Anhoga of the future. Anhoga of the Seres Adibrois. Anhoga of the world that will be. A hanhoga of a world that is pnimi, that is the nekuda achas, that little moment of bereshis, that is before the shiva yomei bereshis, the actual shiva siyom, the actual asar mamaris, the actual world of space and time. Even the word Oz itself, he brings meramis to this. The zayin of Oz is the hanhoga of time, the shiva yomim, the shiva yomei bereshis. The aleph is the hanhoga of pnimi, that which is beyond, that which is the bereshis. And so, when the Medrash says, when the Brisa says, the Bizchus, the Shvisas Yom Tov Chag HaPesach, Bizchus HaShmir of Chag HaPesach, we are Zoicha to the Shmoy Shal Moshiach. That is what's happening, is that we're Zoicha to live outside of the limits in an Hogar Pnimi that has to be Mekayim Avtochel Avraham Avinu. That has to, the end is already here. They've already tasted the end. Klal Yisrael's already tasted the end. We live in the end. If you like, Yisrael are citizens of the future, of Yemois HaMashiach and Olam Haba. That's what the Gula of Mitzrayim achieves. We're not citizens of the present. We're temporary Gerva Toshav in Olam Hazeh. We're citizens of Olam Haba. And that is the full Gilui that happened then, and that is exactly what the Zchus is, to bring that into fruition. And that explains also dafka what the Achodesh Hazeh Lachem is, lefi, if assuming the Medrash is going, like Rav Eliezer, is the regular Anhoga of time is Chodesh Tishri. But Chodesh Nisan creates that new Mahalach. This is exactly the Lashon HaMedrash that said Once he created, chose his world, the world of space and time, that's got its Rosh Hashanah. That's got Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Kishabacha b'Yakov Ivanov, Kava boy, Rosh Chodesh Shel Geula. The Rosh Chodesh that allows you to step outside of time is the Rosh Chodesh that guarantees the Geula. Sheboi Nigali Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Uvoi Asidin Higayel. Uvoi Ramaz Lam Nisar Shu Rosh Lahem Liyashua, that's Rishayin Hu. A reachievement of the word Bereishis, Rishon Hulachem, L'chod She'ashana. The Zchus of Yisrael to get Yisrael Mashiach is the word Rishon. That's the Rishon that will be the Rishon at Zion in Heinam, that the Pasuk in Yishayah, and that's the Rishon of the living in Bereishis, of the Rishon of Achayjah Azelachem, the Rishon of Benissin, Nikola was saying, the Rishon Be'ez Hashem, B'mheir of Yameinu, Sidin Egoil, that we should know the law, al kula seinu al putus nafshein should be b'mheira v'yameinu. Oh, it's a machloikis midrashim, correct, yeah, that's right, that's mama.